decided it was going to cooperate.
It did decide it wasn't going to cooperate.
That's cool. That's cool.
I rigged it up. I got us going.
Woohoo! I'm excited.
Are you salty today?
Yes.
Talk to me about it. Tell me.
Becca, I don't want to be working out of my house. I want to be working in my house. I'll work all the hours. Let me stay at my house.
Agree. 1,000%. I want you to stay at your house. I want you to have a remote job because I haven't seen you nearly enough and it's really taking a toll on my mental health, I'll tell you.
I know we've said this before, but we spent like a good year doing what we wanted.
Whatever it was.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
It was fantastic. I don't want to
work.
Correct.
Like, I get that I have to work to get money to buy nice things for my dogs. I understand that completely. I just want to do it at my house.
Girl, same. Same.
Okay. Also, there's a giant dickhead at my work.
Oh, no.
And, like, he's the only reason that I don't like going to work. Not that, like, he's the reason, like, I don't want to go at all, but, like, he's the only reason that, like, prevents
makes
me from
bad,
having, like,
yeah.
a good night. Yeah, he's just, like, one of those people who... I don't know, like, you barely meet him for, like, 10 minutes, and you're like, yeah, you're a giant asshole. For, like, no reason. That's him. Like, he chooses to be. So much so that the other night, he pissed me off on Friday. And when you piss me off enough, and my job or something's at stake, I just walk away. I won't initiate. I'll just, like, turn around. Bye.
This is not the time. I think I've seen this in practice, actually.
Yeah, just swerving right away.
Yes,
I'm like, oh,
I have seen this.
So I just walk away, you know. So he goes to my office. He's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean... Basically, like, not really an apology, but, like, I think in his brain that's what he was doing. And then part of that apology included saying, sorry I was an asshole. I'm just an asshole to everybody. That's just who I am. The only time I responded during this quote-unquote apology, I said... Yeah, but the difference between me and you is you choose to be an asshole, and I choose not to be an asshole. So when you treat me like that, I'll just walk away.
Like, I can be super straightforward, but...
Yeah. Like,
I
can
also
hurt your
understand.
Feelings. Right. There's no reason. There was zero reason to be an asshole in this situation. Zero. He said something... He likes to use different words. So I've only been in my job for, like, 3 months. He thinks... I don't know what his deal is, but he likes to use a word... differently, and then pretend you don't know what you're doing because he used that in a different way.
He used them $5 words.
Not even that. I'm just like, I don't know what that is. I'm really sorry. Like, I'll do it for you. Just tell me what it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's this. They didn't train you like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can totally do that for you. No big deal.
Yeah, but that's not what it's called.
And I was like, he's like, that's what you used to call it. And I was like, well, I've only been here for like 70 days. So I'm glad you used to call it that 12 years ago. But like, girl, what here?
Also, the other thing, my problem with that is, like, my problem with every single job is hearing that you did something the same way that you've always done it because you've always done it that way is the worst answer I've ever heard for anything.
I hate it.
It pisses me off so bad. Mm-hmm. Because I am the type of person that looks for efficiency in the process.
Right.
And then
how
builds
better.
The efficiency
yes. uh-huh.
in the process.
Like, can I make this better? If I can't, cool. I'm there for that, too. But
like, imagine when you first got to our job, what was happening before we went and
I
simplified.
I asked my question and she laughed at me. Because the things I wanted didn't exist. And I was like, cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
But, I mean, it's weirdly kind of warm outside.
It is. It's like almost 60 today.
Which is terrifying me. It's supposed to be 60 on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
It's 62. It's 28 the day before. So, like,
what's happening on Sunday?
Like, in my life?
In weather, in life, in anything.
Oh, I think it's like 50. Like, it just goes down a little bit. Like,
we should go outside and walk around in a place.
In a place?
Yeah. I'm so tired of seeing the inside four walls of my house.
I get that. I totally get that.
All of the work that I'm doing comes from inside my house,
mm-hmm.
which is normally fine and everything, but also it's been cold and miserable,
outside, yes,
and
mm-hmm.
I've hated not seeing people and not being outside. And
with all the warm, I think a lot of rain's coming too, so that might be a little tricky.
It's supposed to storm the next couple days.
Tonight, flooding tonight?
Ooh.
I know, full moon and a flood? All right.
It's a good night for a salty witch.
Let's wash all the people away.
I got bottles ready for moon water already. I'm salty for, like, a lot of the same things I've been talking about. And also, I got up today, and I was like, oh, my hair looks really pretty. I'm going to do this messy look and all this stuff. No.
Didn't
that's why I'm salty. People who claim to have messy hair have highly stylized salon messy hair.
Right.
Because let me tell you, this doesn't look good. Volume. This don't look good when you messy it up with some mousse. That's my main salty today, because it was like...
Your hair's a bitch.
Yeah. I don't even know what to do with it right now.
I get that totally. so I've gotten my hair out, and I'm impatient, and
we extensions. Should cut mine off and make you extensions. Like, I'll just have short hair.
Like, how long does it have to be? And I was like, okay, well, this is pretty long. I need to wait for this. And I was like, wait, I'll just get this and then undercut the rest of my hair.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Or not do anything and let this grow. That way it'd just be hidden.
Because then, like, you could do the Ragnar braid all the way back. That would so be cool.
But I think this is, like, it has to be 2 to 3 inches, it said, minimum.
Okay. I've wanted to try extensions. I'm really, like, considering it.
Like, attach that shit to my head. I'm here for it.
Yes. Attach it, sew it in, let me be a... Let me be...
The only issue fashionista. Is that it's gotta cost me, like, $700.
Right?
I'm like, we just have my head.
I'm like, maybe polyester hair isn't so bad. Maybe it's not.
I'll need a blow dryer. It's fine. We'll put that in the car window.
It could be fine. We don't know.
I think it'll be fine. I was thinking about that. I'm at work Googling hair extensions cost. Where do you get hair extensions in Muncie? Which I can't, so I need to go to Indy probably.
Ooh, our people do it.
Permanent though?
They're specialized in them.
I looked and it, like, it seems maybe not as much hair as I need.
Oh.
Like, I need a full head of hair.
You know I do mean? Need it, yeah.
Yeah, I think they do, like, filling in or, like, I don't know. Maybe I can ask them.
We need to do this. We need to investigate this further. Because I'm ready for this mermaid hair.
I want it to be a thing.
I
want to
be Cher. I want to do the head flip. I want that silky all of it down to like here.
Have you seen the pastor who was on his witch hunt?
Oh gosh, no.
That guy's terrifying. But also to come after a witch, I dare you, because I got a gun.
Let me hear about this, Pastor.
Look what's at going that. On? Come to my house. Fuck my moon water.
Baptize you.
Yeah, goodbye. I'm going to baptize you in your fucking blood. Oh, I'm God. Not. Like, aggressively. Like,
what happened?
He's a tent pastor.
Oh, so he, like, travels around.
He's in Tennessee.
Okay.
I think he's there or he's been there for a while. He, during his thing, said something to the effect of, talking about witches, and was like, we have 6 of them actually that come to this church. 3 of them who are here right now. 1 of them in which we know your address. And if you even laugh or
that's
cheer,
a fucking threat.
If you even laugh or something out of turn or whatever, something like that. If you even make yourself be known in the slightest, I will let everyone know who you are right now and we'll deal with this. And I was like, if you're that witch in Tennessee, please tell me who you are, because I'll drive there right now. Fuck a job.
We will come protect you.
Fuck a job. I'm gonna fuck.
That's fucked up.
Right?
What's that? In The Devil All the Time, or whatever that movie is?
I don't know.
About the preacher. Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. No.
Some stupid straight white man.
Obviously. It's like the other night, I was like looking at things, mm-hmm. and then like, I don't know why in my YouTube feed it came across one of the, like, I forget what they're like extremists for sure.
Okay.
But they like protest funerals and they do all of that stuff of military people. Yeah. It's disgusting.
That's weird.
But they have like their own channel. So they like talk down about popular music and all this stuff, okay. but then use popular music to parody things. To get their message across about their hate.
I love Christian parodies. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, okay. It's like hate parodies.
Oh, man.
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And I cannot believe that it's out there for just people to watch and take as facts.
Nope, don't like that.
Disgusting.
No, I don't like that. But you know what? I can't find her on TikTok anymore. I don't like that.
No, I don't like that.
I'm trying to look for her and I can't find her.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't remember her name. And I hate on TikTok because I don't remember her, like, screaming.
Yeah.
So I kept searching like hashtags of like, I don't like that, or don't like that, or don't like that list, or nothing came up with her. And I was like, no, she'll come up again, I'm sure, like soon, but I'm like, I can't, I haven't seen her.
It'll come up.
I know.
We'll find her.
I'm waiting for you, girl.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm salty about that. Like, mm-hmm. leave people alone.
Yes, please.
Sometimes, like, just things are none of anyone else's business, period, the end.
Yep. Agreed. I don't know. I don't understand people. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm salty.
I'm also salty for those things for you. I'm salty about my hair. I'm salty about the weather. Mm-hmm. I'm just salty. I'm mm-hmm. salty that it's been a year and some days now, and I still don't feel like a full person again, and I don't know what to do.
I think I saw a tweet that was like this morning that was something about it's I'm still processing March 2 years ago, and then it was like March, like someone's trying to surprise someone else. It was like
yeah,
March 2022. I was like, I don't know what day it is. The last 2 years have been 1 year.
It's been
if you
crazy.
Say April, both Aprils are in my brain. As the
then,
same April.
Then the city posts this thing about how half of Washington's gonna be like cut off from X amount of February until April, and I'm like, we were all inside for 2 years. Like, seriously? You can't do this when we're all inside for 2 fucking years?
Right. For what? What are they...
Oh, I have no idea now, but they just put it on our thing yesterday.
Huh. You know how Lizzo came out with rumors?
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever? I like that line about, just wait until the summer when they let me out of this house.
Yes. When they
I'm
let
like, yes, Lizzo,
out.
Let... Why wait for the summer when they let Lizzo out?
And when it
too?
Happened, I was like, I'm going to be out there with Lizzo this summer. I'm going to be doing the thing. And then this summer happened.
Yeah.
And here we fucking are.
I need more summers of Lizzo.
Yes.
Another summer of Lizzo? We already had one summer of Lizzo. It was great.
Let's have all the summers.
That was 2019. Yeah.
I don't know. Our girl trip with Lizzo was
yeah.
a great trip.
It was 19. Spent that long.
Taught me everything I needed to know.
Yeah.
about
everything.
Everything.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going... So we're going back to Cincinnati to have another trip. Which, the first one was great. And me and Mecca together are going to top it. Because it's me and Mecca.
We're going to fuck some shit up in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Our other friend wants to go. And
oh.
I was like... I think you know the kind of trip this is.
This will be a different kind of experience.
You're not going to have a good time. I just let you know.
It will be for us, though.
It will. Like, if you were on our vibe, you'd have the best time. This person's not on our vibe.
Oh, my God. We're going to ride all the scooters, aren't we? Can we ride all the scooters?
Yes, I mean, it'll be kind of cold, but I'm down for it.
Yes.
Late March. It might not be that cold.
It might not be cold. In the city. I'm thinking hot vibes.
Yeah. I'm thinking if I have enough vodka, everything's warm.
Right? Stay in the same hotel. High top pool. It'll be great.
I don't know if we'll be swimming.
Maybe we should find an inside pool.
I've been looking.
Ooh, or an Airbnb with a hot tub.
I also been looking for that. They're very hard.
Really?
Unless we stay outside of Cincinnati. Like, I can broaden it a little bit and not be close to downtown. Because I feel like we're going to take an Uber anyway. And if
yeah.
it drops us off, we're going to be like just doing our thing and then we can go back. I stayed in one of the, like...
If our other friend goes, it won't be a problem anyway.
That's very true. Yeah,
just saying.
She don't like the drinky drink.
She should.
Me and Mike, I like it enough for 3 people, so it's fine.
It's fine.
All right. It is...
4:11.
4:11, and I have to be work at 6 o'clock, so...
Okay.
Let's talk about some dreams.
I'm dreaming. So first of all, I'm also, okay, a little bit on my salty side. I had a really interesting dream last night and did not get up and write any of it down and went back to sleep
okay.
and now I don't remember a lot of it.
Okay.
So I'm upset about that.
Yeah.
I'm real salty about
that
because it was a good one. It had a lot of things.
I hate when you're like, there was so much that happened.
I was like, I needed to know these
mm-hmm.
things and it didn't happen. So that was this morning.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
It's okay. What are you talking about for dream interpretation?
I wrote down, like, common dream types first.
Ooh.
I wrote down a lot of things. So I wrote down common dream types. I wrote down, I did research on how to dream more.
Ooh, I like that.
And I wrote down some things that I've been dreaming about and, like, meanings of them.
So I did a lot of, like, historical things.
Go, like, you, let's do you first. Thing.
And things that
yeah.
I have dreamed about.
Okay.
So first I'll do historical things.
Hold on a second. I knew that was going to be gross.
cut it out. What time is it?
Appreciate that.
15 minutes. Cut that out. Okay. So,
His story.
Of dream interpretation. Evidence exists of dream interpretation back at least to 3100 BC in ancient Mesopotamia, which is, again, the ancient Sumerians. We've talked about them so many fucking times. Every time it comes from there.
Yeah.
And I've learned a little bit more about that, but we can talk about that at a later episode, because those people that were considering the in Mesopotamia and the ancient Sumerians and things like that are proto Indo-European religions usually, okay, and like cultures and things like that. So also a lot of this stuff was moved through to Celtic religions and then down to like Indian religions, okay, and things like that. So that's where that all started. Dreams have always been a thing that people are extremely fascinated with in terms of divination. The standard Akkadian epic of Gilgamesh, which we've talked about several times before in witchcraft, contains numerous accounts of prophetic power and dreams. Dreams have also been sometimes seen as a means of seeing into other worlds, and it was thought that the soul or some part of your soul could move about these places in your dreams while you were sleeping. Ancient Greeks constructed temples, and they were called Asclepions, A-S-C-L-I-P-I-E-N-E-O-N-S, and they were temples. They took their sick there often to be cured, and it was believed they were cured by achieving divine grace and incubating dreams within the confines of the temple.
Okay.
So, like, took away psychosis, mm-hmm, and things like that within the temple, which I thought was very interesting. So, there are several things about that, and then there is the last thing that I found that was probably the most significant to dream interpretation, mm-hmm, was Artemidorus of Daldis. It was 2nd century AD. He wrote the Onircritica.
Okay.
And that is loosely translated to the interpretation of dreams, or of one's, mm-hmm, dreams. He thought that the meaning of dreams could involve puns and could be understood by decoding the images into your world.
Okay.
So that was like the very first beginnings of what we know now as dream interpretation, mm-hmm, or things like that.
Hmm? That's cool. I figured it went back pretty far. Like,
it was ancient Mesopotamians. There was another thing way after that in the 16th century, and that came from China. I don't know the words because they were four characters, mm-hmm, but it translates to lofty principles of dream interpretation. And in this was the first time they started to question how we know we are dreaming versus how we know we are awake in different astral planes or things. Yeah. So it was a really interesting read.
When was that from?
16th century. So the first dream journal,
yeah,
of sorts came from the 2nd century. And then that was the first time they hypothesized that maybe they were awake the whole time, or maybe they were not awake. How do you know? Okay. Like, those kind of things. Yeah. That was in the 16th century.
Okay. That's really cool. I wrote down, like, types of dreams.
Okay.
And I think this was just, like, a brain dump of things I was finding. So it's, like, types of dreams, and then it turns into, like, dreams that I've had before. And I just kind of, like, wrote down, like, possibly what they mean or what they could signal. Do you remember that dream? I was, like, 3 or 4 episodes ago, we were talking about symbols,
mm-hmm,
and I had like that dream where like someone yelled at me.
Oh yeah,
I still found more than that, like more than what I found that day on like someone yelling at you. The only thing I can think of is like similar to like your consciousness is available or at different places more when you're sleeping than obviously being awake and being occupied with this existence. It's just like ancestors or someone trying to like, and then. What's her name? Is she a tarot reader? What was she for my birthday?
Yeah, she was a tarot reader.
Okay. Because she was very much like, there's lots of people around you. And I was like...
She was a tarot reader and a medium. Medium, so she did also like... not past life regression, but she did like connections to past spirits.
Yes, that's
those
right,
were
that's
the
right.
options for that.
So like I've been thinking about that a lot too, and I'm like, it's something like that because that time that person yelled at me in my dream was the only time someone's yelled at me where I'm like, someone yelled at me, but I couldn't figure out like there was no one there. Like, was that part of my dream? It was like where I was like, okay, I'm dreaming because that person yelled at me, but I was still in my dream. It was weird. That's the only time anyone's yelled at me. But there's definitely been other times where I'm like, how do you know that? Like, I've been talking to someone in my dream, and they, like, know things about me, which is really weird, but I don't know the person in my dream. I didn't find out more about that, like, yelling or anything like that. I think someone was just, why they yelled the number 29 at me. I don't know, but, like, it's fine. We're getting there. I wrote down, so, some of the types of dreams I wrote down are, like, false awakening dreams. Oh, yeah. So, it's a false awakening dream. People, we kind of believe it occurs when your REM is interrupted. So, you're kind of, like, you're dreaming, but you're also conscious at the same time. So, like, a lot of people experience it right when you wake up from a dream. So, like, your alarm clock's going off, but your alarm clock noise is influencing your dream a little bit until you realize it's your alarm clock, and then you wake up. Yeah. So, you know how that is. Some people can, like, be in that dream state for a while, though, not just, like, when they're waking up. But that's what it reminded me of, like...
I swear, that's kind of something that, like, kind of happened this weekend when we were talking, because I did set an alarm, and I thought that I got up, but I don't remember any of that.
Okay, that's a different dream. A different type of dream where you like think you're getting up. Okay, so false awakening dreams. Insomnia can cause this. Sleep apnea. PLMS, which is what it's starting to, but it's the periodic limb movements. Periodic limb movements of sleep, which is where except like you jerk awake. You know what I mean? Like you think you're falling.
I've had
whatever.
That.
Your arm twitches and it wakes you up.
Another thing I read about that is that if you have restless leg syndrome, it can aggravate dreams like that.
Yeah, so I had restless leg syndrome a lot when I was in high school. I don't as much anymore. Like, high school and college, it fucking sucked. But I would have, like, so many dreams because I was never falling asleep deep enough to, like,
moving. So your body thinks you're doing something.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Narcolepsy can cause it, and then environmental factors obviously can cause it too, like alarm clock or things waking you up, but you're kind of still dreaming. They can appear as, so false awakening dreams can be lucid dreams, pre-lucid dreams, directed dreaming, looping, non-realism, disassociation, and sleep paralysis, which sleep paralysis terrifies me. It's only happened to me like 2 times. My sleep paralysis usually comes about though with me, I can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can happen. I can't yell, I can't talk, nothing's happening.
I've only had it happen once, and half of my body was awake. Like, I was awake, and I, like, I remember I could pick up my other hand, and it fell on my face because I couldn't hold it up. It was one of the scariest times of my life. I thought that I, like, rolled in my sleep and broke my neck or something.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Fucking scary. I hate that so much. Reoccurring dreams, they're usually nightmare. They're usually nightmares where recurring dreams are. You usually don't have the same dream about something good. If you're having a recurring dream, I mean, in my experience too, but like they're typically nightmares. They're not anything good.
More often than not, if it's something even similar that I've seen, it turns into a type of reoccurring nightmare.
Yeah. Like the things in it is somewhere I've been.
Right.
Even if it's a little different, I know exactly where
I am.
Or
if I've never been there, I'm like, oh, this was that dream.
Yes.
And it's like, I know. It's
the same place?
Yes.
I dream about the same house often.
Me too.
Different things happen there. But I'm
and
always,
I'm in
and I've never been to
different
this house.
Rooms in the house
yes.
or things. I don't think I've ever been to the house.
I could probably exactly describe to you what this house looks like, how to get there, what room leads to what room.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very, and it's kind of a scary house. Like, it's really old, so there's lots of, like, things that are weird about it. Like, closets have, like, attic entrances, but they go into a different closet, into a different room. Like, it's very weird. Like, basically, you can, like, sneak around.
It's kind of like a maze.
Yes.
Because I remember when I was little, this same house would come up in my nightmares or dreams or whatever it is. And it was like a maze. It's like I couldn't find my way home or wherever I was going or like whatever idea was happening. But that's the same house every time, no matter what the nightmare is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This house is like, I use it to my advantage. Like, it's a maze, but I know the maze, but the people chasing me don't. So, like, I use it to, like, hide or get away from something. which is a different house than the nightmares I had when I was little, because that was similar to that, where like I could get out of the house and up the street, but once I got there, whatever it was always caught me. Or
I've always had nightmares of whatever it is catching me, and it's like I can't scream, and it hurts to scream, but then I wake up and my throat hurts.
Like you've been trying to scream,
And I'm like, I can't get anyone's attention, but I'm being taken.
Yes, yes.
Or something. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
So reoccurring dreams are often nightmares. Typically will link to some resolution in your actual life that needs solved. Sometimes they don't. Obviously, they're just scary-ass dreams. But maybe trying to interpret them might, like, lessen the dream occurring or whatever. So if you can figure out maybe what it means or what your subconscious or what you have an issue with that maybe you're ignoring. Or you maybe thought it wasn't a big deal. Maybe it is actually a big deal.
And pay some, like, conscious attention to it. Yeah. If it's, like, a thing that you think is relevant, meditate on that.
Yeah.
Like, think about it, talk about it with yourself. I guess that's the best way I've got of putting it. Because that didn't stop until I, like, realized, oh, this is happening again and again. Now what? Like, how does this stop?
Right. Trying to figure out what, like, trying to...
What's the message?
Yeah. Like, disassemble it, I guess. There's signal dreams. So, someone could be telling you something in your dream. You could see the same thing over and over again. Some people describe this as, like, in my dream, I was here and here and here, but every place I was, this dog was here, or this person was telling me this thing, or whatever. So, like, signal dreams are literally what they sound like. They're just, you keep seeing the same number, the same color, hearing the same thing, keep seeing the same people, whatever it is. So, pay attention to those. Mutual dreams, which I find very fascinating, because I've had this happen. I think once, I don't, maybe twice, but I can't remember the second time, but there's definitely one time I've had it happen. And it basically, like, a strong connection between you and that person probably exists in some way. And sometimes they're known and unknown. So, like, sometimes they know right away, they, like, call that person, and they're like, I had a dream about you, and they're like, oh my god, I had the exact same dream last night. What the fuck? Like, it's very weird. I think it's so fascinating. It's only happened to me once where I was, like, just talking. I was like, last week this thing happened. And they're like, Tuesday or whatever day it was. And I was like, yes. And they're like, oh my god, I had the same dream. And then this happened. And I was like, yeah, this is fucking weird. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. That happened in high school, I think, with my friend Alyssa. But it was very weird.
No, that's awesome. Like, being synced up or something.
Yeah. Like, but, like...
metaphysically somewhere in your sleep.
So, like, strange. So strange.
So, like, I get that, and having the same dream with somebody and things like that, but then there's also, like, dreaming of someone. And a lot of times you're thinking of that person in the subconscious, or it's something coming through, like, you need to contact that person. Is someone you know? Like,
okay,
don't ignore those kind of things, because it's happened in history. It doesn't mean it's scientific or whatever the thing is, but it doesn't mean that it's nothing either. So, like, you get the inclination from a dream or something, you need to call a family member or a close friend or something. Do that shit. Don't put that off.
Don't ignore it. Like,
yeah,
you never know. I don't know. Yeah. That's a very good point. Next, I just have, like, types of things that happen in dreams. Did you write down, like, symbols? Or?
I've got some symbols. I also brought out one of my books that I got. Like, it was one of my first dream books that I ever got.
The Book of Dream Symbols.
I got it in high school. So we can talk about dreams. I can look up symbols for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wrote down, whether I'm in a relationship or not, I often have cheating dreams. Which is very fascinating to me. Whether, like, so, like, people have all the time, like, oh, you cheated on me in my dream or whatever, or I cheated on you or whatever. So cheating dreams I wrote down, just because I was trying to think of dreams I've had often throughout my life, could signify neglect, fear of abandonment, low self-esteem. So it could just be, like, an internal, like, they didn't do anything. Lack of trust. So maybe you just have a lack of trust for some reason. Maybe they are actually cheating and your subconscious is picking up on things that, like, you're not, trying to think of what that word is, but, like, you're not actively aware of the signs or the clues that are being presented to you, but there's something there and you can't quite put your finger on it. Or maybe you're looking to expand your sexual desires, so maybe there's something missing, so it's not necessarily bad about cheating on you, and you're not necessarily looking to, like, step out, but, like, maybe you need to tell them something. Yeah, like, hey, when you talk about this, I need this in, you know, relationship, whatever. I wrote down scorpions, just because I'm a Scorpio, and I was like, I wonder what it says. So with scorpions, I wrote down, it could be a warning to pay attention to something that might be outside of your immediate awareness. It could signify changes around the corner, and maybe you need to be a little bit more defensive, excuse me, or ready for, like, transformation, or it could be, like, a rebirth process, so, there were different things, too, like, if it stings you, if it doesn't sting you, what, like, if it's on somebody else, whatever, but all of it pretty much accumulates to that, like, just pay attention, there's something there, something coming, and you might need to be a little bit more defensive than you normally are, guarded.
Oh, okay.
Shooting, I've been having, like, a lot of people trying to shoot me in the last couple of years of my dreams, which I think is very weird. It's always like I'm in a place that's very unassuming that someone would shoot me, like a library or so, like somewhere where I'm like going about my business and then something crazy happens. So it could signify, okay, so if they're shooting towards you, it could signify like anger, like someone's mad at you, that maybe you aren't aware that they're mad at you, or you very much like it's a thing happening in your life, so it's just kind of like manifesting in your dream to someone shooting you. It's typically probably not even that person shooting you, but like someone mad at you.
Yeah.
The person has hatred towards you and you feel threatened or targeted. So it could be like not necessarily like a friend, but like maybe you feel like threatened at work by like a coworker or like some new person you met or something. You just feel some type of way about them that they are displaying maybe anger towards you, or maybe they feel threatened by you, so you're getting this like weird vibe from them. Those are really the three things I wrote down.
So I looked this one up because it's something that used to happen to me all the time.
Okay.
I would have a lot of dreams where my teeth came out.
Oh, okay.
Or like I swallowed my teeth.
That's so
or
weird.
I've
heard that dream a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I looked up teeth, and it symbolizes, it says, vitality, relatives, friends, and lovers. But this image also has a predatory and destructive side. See also vampire. So that was in the first paragraph of what was in this book.
But
as
no
far
one's biting you, your teeth are falling out.
Right.
Okay.
My
right.
teeth are falling out. Like, I'm pulling. Something's happening. Like, I can't explain the dreams that I've had, but it's like I'm, like, talking and, like, teeth are just falling out.
Weird.
Or
okay.
something.
Okay.
Like, and then I swallow them or something
okay.
happens
okay.
or something. Like, it's that real. And I wake up and I'm like, oh, are my teeth loose? Like, what's going
right.
on? So apparently, as far back as Greek mythology, teeth were said to refer to children. The reason probably was that during pregnancy, mothers experience rapid loss of their teeth. Each child will cost you a tooth in the lore.
Okay.
In mythology, teeth are considered similar to seed corn, comparable to, like, dragon's blood.
Okay.
In addition, teeth symbolize the oral qualities of the dreamer. The possibility for this might be an eating and biting urge.
Okay.
Or it could be repression of one of those types of urges. And last but not least, it could be like the mouth is used to take in food. And then it would also talk about like beauty, face, bones, bite as your teeth. So like
okay.
it's a beauty mechanism thing. According to Freud, teeth are often phallic symbol. And according to him, dreams about toothaches are considered masturbation dreams.
What the fuck? No.
Yes, that's what it says.
I didn't even read any of, like, these are, like, Freudian, you know, referred to this as, like, I'm not even going down that rabbit hole.
I did. I looked at the Freudian stuff. According to the newest dream research, women often dream about losing teeth during menopause. But I've been losing
yeah.
teeth in my dreams since I was, like, 10 years old. I've had endometriosis the whole time.
Yeah.
So that could have been an early indicator of that, because I don't know that I've had that dream a lot since I've known that I've had it.
Huh.
Which seems interesting
yeah.
to me, which is why it stuck out. But the other ones are, like, not good. Like, they're nightmares, like,
right.
in the woods,
right.
being dragged by my hair, or, like...
Right, right.
being taken from an apartment I lived in as a child mm-hmm. or something, and I can't scream and I wake up and my throat hurts.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of nightmares I usually have. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to work back into doing, like, lucid dreaming and things like that.
Yeah.
But the teeth one always came back to me.
Okay.
That's one that's happened over and over and over
again. Here it's very common. I've just never had it, which is interesting. Yeah, like, I've had, like, falling dreams, chasing dreams.
Definitely the falling dreams. I never died, but I don't know that I've ever hit the bottom.
Me either.
I know that that's the lore. I wake
up. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But when I feel myself falling, I jerk awake.
Yep, same.
So far, so good.
So good. I forgot I wrote down dreaming of different types of day.
Oh.
Which I found interesting. So if you're dreaming often at dusk, it could signify wisdom or hope. Things will improve in the near future. You might be leaving trouble behind you. It can also be a sign of uncertainty, maybe a hard decision you need to make. Like, the good's around the corner, but you need to get through this first. So that's dreaming around dusk. Sunrise, you have fresh attention on you, or like maybe success is like really, really near, something you've been like wanting. Abundance, freedom, prosperity, and then also like joy or excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Night is maybe something very uncertain, so opposite of dusk, where like you know you need to do something, but it's a little hard to get through that. You know it's going to be a good outcome when you do it, but you know what the decision is. Night is like a lot of uncertainty, so that's why a lot of nightmares happen at night. Not just because it's scary, but like it's unknown. So like mm-hmm. things chasing you, but don't there are. It's dark.
You can't see anything. Like, details. You can't see that you're making them up in your head.
Yes. So it's very, it could signify you're just uncomfortable. Like you're severely uncomfortable. If you can't see anything, obviously, it's going to not make you feel as... uncomfortable is not the right word, but like it's not going to make you feel as maybe secure in things you're doing mm-hmm. or thinking about. And then during the day, it represents your consciousness of what you know. So during the day, it's usually like very straightforward dreams, like, oh yeah, okay, cool, like those are all things I know and I'm already doing or something like that. So I thought that was interesting. But
I wrote down, I didn't write it down, mm-hmm. I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up because I often dream of forests. Okay. And, like, being in them, even if I'm being taken,
okay.
or even if it's a nightmare, I'm in a forest that's very blue and gray and, like, feels moist, like it's
okay.
raining,
yeah.
some things like that. So I looked up forest. A frequent dream of having, like, forest in your dreams, things like that, means it's a symbol of your unconscious.
Okay.
At least that's what I've been finding. Walking in the forest path might cause you to be swallowed up and swept away by drives and instincts. Forest can be a scary, potentially dangerous place where mysterious beings roam. And that can be from your subconscious or,
okay.
like, actual, like, mythical, like, beasts and
okay.
things like that. It is also a place to transition for... Dante's Divine Comedy. A forest is found in the front of the gates before you get to the Inferno
okay.
of Dante's Comedy. As well as at the end of Purgatorio. So before you go into like the next phase of Dante's Inferno and before you get to Purgatory, there's another forest. And it also indicates an attempt to make contact with unconscious or a hiding place with something.
Okay.
So it could be trying to tell you something
mm-hmm.
or something is hidden, something's hidden about yourself, something you're keeping deep down, things
okay.
like that. So, like, if you deal with your dreams, you'll stop having your dreams, at least in... all of the research that
right,
I've
right.
done.
Like, in theory,
in theory, if you can deal with the actual root consequences of your dreams.
Right. It could make you stop having
right.
the same dream you're having. Yeah. That makes sense. My next step is, like, how to dream more.
Oh, okay.
So, I found a cool website called Amerisleep. AmeriSleep.com. So, your position of how you sleep can affect... how you dream or how often you dream. Your left side, people reported having nightmares more if they sleep on their left side.
Oh.
If you sleep on your right side, people reported having more peaceful dreams. And if you sleep on your stomach, it could cause you to feel smothered or even cause erotic dreams.
That is fascinating.
And it's like how cheese comes about in our research, like every couple episodes.
You can fascinate me with cheese.
Yes. Cheese could affect your dreams. There was research done that cheddar could promote having very pleasant sleep and pleasant dreams. Blue cheese or just being lactose intolerant could cause you to have vivid dreams or very odd dreams.
So wait, that the girl that we listened to on TikTok.
Spooky Boo.
Spooky Boo.
Uh-huh.
I love her.
I know.
I love her so much. She eats cheese to trigger her sleepwalking.
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't that so cool? Yeah. I'm like, weird. And I already am lactose intolerant, so let's fucking
I feel like
cheese.
I believe her.
Oh, hands down. Yeah, like.
Like, it's
especially
one of my favorite TikTok channels
her
to watch.
And her brother sleepwalk together.
Yes.
Because he also is triggered by cheese to sleepwalking. Oh, sleepwalking's so weird.
It's some of the weirdest things I've seen. Like, but I know I've sleptwalked before, and I feel like I did all day on Sunday. Like,
right.
I don't remember being conscious during Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't drunk.
You did things.
I wasn't
exactly,
doing anything crazy. Like, I woke up and I was, like, not awake.
Yeah.
And honestly, when I finally came to, like, kind of to understand that life was happening in our house and everything, I was standing up doing something with Earl. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't spill this.
Right.
I wasn't awake until right now.
Yeah.
So, like, the whole time he had been going through the day with me, like, I've been cleaning, I have been doing all this stuff. I don't remember being awake
That's
for any
weird.
Of it.
Yeah.
At all.
That's exactly why I felt on Sunday. It was very strange.
It was crazy.
Your thoughts can influence your dreams. So, obviously, like, thoughts right before bed really affect your dreams. You know, so some people, like meditating, that's why it's a good idea maybe before bed. And just, like, relax yourself. Get your mind just kind of, like, clear. If you focus on something a lot before you go to bed, you're probably going to dream of the thing. Which could... You could do on purpose. If you want to dream about whatever, think about that thing before you
But if you're like me, when you're falling asleep, you're watching true crime shit, like the first 48, or like Forensic Files, or some other thing like that, and you don't want to dream about that.
Right?
Nobody wants to dream about that.
There was a study about color TV. So a lot of older people who grew up only watching black and white TV often dream only in black and white. And people
Ooh,
who grew up with color TV typically dream in color. So I thought it was interesting. Like, it's like your brain is, like, interpreting the TV as, like you watch TV, so it's using what you see in real life to influence your dreams. So the same with...
Okay, so this is something I could not find answers on, mm-hmm. but I looked into extensively trying to find answers.
Okay.
I have found recently, like over the last couple years or something, I've been reading articles and stuff about not all people have inner monologues.
Right, yeah.
Not all people can hear themselves in their head or conversations happening in their head, or like they don't preconceive the things that might happen. Like, and that's something I do all the time.
Same.
I'm constantly calculating what's about to happen, like what I should say, what's
mm-hmm.
going to cause,
mm-hmm.
like all of those
yep.
kind of things I feel like in those situations. But in this type of situation, I'm very, like, interested in how these people dream. Because it's not something I could find in, like, any kind
like
of
if you
real
don't have
research
an inner
on.
Monologue,
if you don't have inner monologue, and, like, Earl
different?
Talks to me, like, a lot about, we've talked about my flower garden, you know what I'm going for.
Yeah.
Like, he wants, I'm going to have to draw it for him to see it.
Right.
He can't visualize
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
So how does he visualize in his dreams? That's where I tried
like
to research it, but
I
can't find.
If his conscious brain can't make up visuals, how does his sleeping brain make up visuals? Ooh, that's interesting. Do we know anyone that isn't like that? Who's fucking texting me? Like my, you hear that, right?
Yeah, I do. Wait, isn't this your?
No, my phone's recording.
Oh, sorry.
But nothing's. Happening.
No, I do hear that in the recording and everything.
It's like someone's texting me like over and over, but I have zero text.
Yeah, it was like two or three or four in a row.
The fuck, that's weird. Do we know anyone that doesn't? What is that?
What is happening?
Do we know anyone who doesn't think like that? That we can.
I know for sure that Earl can't see if I'm like I want to put this here and then this here
dream?
And then this here.
Oh, you know what? our friend, she doesn't, she's not like that either. She can't visualize, she can't, she rarely dreams, rarely.
I'm going to have to investigate this a little more.
And she wakes up often. Like, she wakes up 2-3 times a night to pee. So she doesn't enter deep sleep where she wouldn't remember. You would think she would have the best recollection of dreams because she wakes up multiple times a night, which is the better. It's a better. If you. People will set light alarms even to, like, remember their dreams because, like, it'll wake them up enough to remember a dream they can write down. But you would think. But she rarely dreams.
That's crazy to me. But Earl definitely has talked to me about having dreams.
Okay.
But it's never, like, things he doesn't know. And even sometimes when I'm like, picture this, like, it's the front of our house.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to put these here because they'll be taller and they'll bloom and then this will happen. And then all the things, he's like, I can't see that. Like, you're going to have to give me a, like, visual frame of reference for that. So weird,
yeah.
So, like, them talking to themselves or, like, visualizing things inside themselves, I don't know that he does that the same way I do. So it's so fascinating to me.
That's so weird. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Like, in my head all the time, even, like, day to day, I'm putting together, like, what I'm going to wear if I'm going out to a thing.
I can see it without trying it on.
And I'm like, oh, maybe I can wear this with this. And I'm not trying any of it on. I don't do that until I go to wear it.
And then you're like, well, if I do that, then I'll have to wear these shoes.
But I'm like, this will look like this. And, like, making quilts. I pick fabrics. They match all the things. I don't know they're going to match the pattern, but it matches within itself kind of thing. And I can visualize that, but Earl can't.
I think that's weird in itself, but I never thought about it in relation to, like, being able to dream, because your dreams are
so
your ability.
Because I tried really hard to look that up, like, people who don't have visual instances mind for or, things or things like that, like, how do they dream at all? And it's like watching Love on the Spectrum and things like that, like, do they dream? And if so, is it the same? Like, are they seeing it like a video? Because, like, in my head, I'm in the thing.
Right, yeah.
And it's happening. Yeah. But what are they seeing?
Do they do more out of body, maybe?
Yeah. Like, I'm very interested in that. So if you're a person who can't visualize, I want to talk to you.
You don't have an inner monologue. You can't yet visualize. How do you?
Because I do. I'm constantly having conversations in my head with myself about, like, what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it. Like, those kinds of things.
If the person responds this way, what could that do if they respond? Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
So I feel like people who have that won't necessarily dream the same as we do and won't apply to this even.
That's so weird. Oh, I want to know more. Okay, we need to find somebody so we can interview them.
We do. We need to find some people. So we'll deep dive into this later.
Yes. Eating, going to bed hungry can cause you to wake up more often but not have dreams throughout the night. Like, you're waking up too much because your body's trying to wake because you're hungry. So not eating is probably not a good idea if you're trying to remember your sleep or dream more, or remember your dreams or dream more. There are dream-enhancing supplements you can take, and I already purchased some seeds. So here we go.
All right, let's have it.
Vitamin B can help increase lucid dreaming.
Okay.
Kalia Zakachichi. Kalia Zakachichi. That's what I'm going to call it.
Can you spell that for me?
Kalia is C-A-L-E-A. Kalia.
E-A.
Yep. And then the next word is Z-A-C-A-T-E. C-H-I-C-H-I-G-G.
Okay.
Zakachichi.
Okay.
Zakachichi.
It's one word.
Yep. It will... I bought seeds for this plant, by the way, and it's like 500 seeds, so I have a ton. It heightens vividness during REM sleep and changes, it increases your chances of having lucid dreams. However, it can also decrease maybe your sleep, like your deep slow wave sleep. So, like, the sleep where you feel the most rested, it lessens that because it keeps you in that middle.
Okay.
Where you have more like lucid dreams.
So you're experiencing more of it like straight on.
Right, but that's why you're having more lucid dreams because you're not in that super deep sleep where you're like completely unconscious. Like, your subconscious is still very much awake. It's also called the dream herb or bitter grass.
Oh, okay.
It's also an hallucinogen. But I bought seeds already. It's very common in like herbal remedies in like Mexico. It comes from Mexico. It's a very Mexican plant.
I have a bunch of things that can be like drank, smoked, those kind of plants.
Yes.
that have aided in herbal practices for like seers and things like that. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Tea.
I'm excited. There's also venpocetine and galantamine, which increase vivid dreams and lucid dreaming. But I didn't find as much information on them or like how to buy seeds or anything on like things like that. So other than supplements, there's strong smells that can influence you. Obviously, people go to sleep with like lavender and things like that. So lavender or lilac smells and ocean sounds. This Amerisleep.com found that to be the most calming sleep you can possibly get is smells of lavender or lilac and the sounds of ocean.
Okay.
That was the most relaxing that anyone reported feeling or sleeping. Sulfur smells obviously can negatively affect you, because obviously that's not a good smell. And rose smell positively affects you. And both of the, or all smells, since they're very much associated with like memory association, smells have a really big influence on your dreams as well because of that reason. So you're going to be associating it with things in your real life that you associate those smells with, whether you know it or not.
And I mean, I do that in like life.
Me too.
If I walk into a place, I'm like, oh, this smells like my great grandmother's house.
Ooh,
like,
I feel weird. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sounds will obviously have an impact. Not loud enough to wake you up though. So like the sounds that have the most impact is like, I know your alarm wakes you up, but like you know how you're dreaming of your alarm before it wakes you up. Things like that. People talking. Some people sleeping with the TV on can affect their dream because they can hear it enough, but it's not enough to wake them up at all. So that will affect their dream and the kind of dream they have. Obviously how you feel, so a comfortable mattress and cool temperatures will help you sleep more and have more dreams, sleep better. You'll want to reduce your caffeine and spicy food, which is the opposite of things I've heard before. People are like, oh, drink like Mountain Dew before bed or eat something spicy before bed.
Yes.
However, it causes indigestion and the caffeine causes overstimulates you. And you're going to have more wakeful hours. So you're not even going to be deep enough to drink, let alone maintain yourself in that state.
I have heard that, like, outside of deep sleep and things like that, if you are taking naps, like drinking a cup of coffee right before you take a nap, and only sleeping for
like
20 to 35 minutes, and it has to be in certain increments. So that 20 to 35, or you're going to have to go over an hour of sleep to get through a sleep cycle to actually feel anything.
I used to take coffee naps at work. Me and my friend, we figured that out or read that. And so we started, like, we'll drink a full cup of coffee, like, down it as fast as we can, and then take a nap. And it was, like, the most glorious naps I've ever had.
And
I
then
didn't
you
dream
wake up
lot,
and you've got a caffeine kick.
But you enter that deep sleep really quick, and by the time the caffeine reaches you, like, 20 to 30 minutes later, you're great. You're awake and very alert. Caffeine naps are my favorite. However, so the reduced caffeine and spicy foods cause indigestion and overstimulate you, which causes more wakeful hours, but they may help you remember the dreams you have more often because you're waking up periodically if you are uncomfortable. And then suppressing thoughts, we talked about this, but suppressing thoughts can very much manifest themselves into your dreams. And so a lot of people will journal a lot before they go to bed. So getting rid of thoughts they had all day, or kind of like finding a way to like put those on paper and release them for the night. That way you don't affect your dreams.
Those like
it's bothering you all day. You don't
want to dream
about it.
Suppressing those thoughts are another reason to have those teeth dreams, that your teeth are falling out and things like that. Like you're not dealing with the thing that's happening.
Yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah. So I think that we will probably come back to this in some point and talk about how people who don't visualize these things
dream.
I want to
talk about that so much more. Yes.
But yeah, so this was Salty Witch Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I haven't seen you since like Saturday, and it's the worst.
I know.
But it'll be okay.
I have every weekend off, so.
Yeah. We'll get it.
My life hasn't been together, so. The weekends are meant with me, like, catching up
for
the past week.
Same. There is no catch up. No. I'm usually like, oh, I can start this being this far behind.
Yes.
It'll be fine.
Yes. It's fine. Everything's fine.
We got this. And we will talk to you next week on
Salty
Witch
Wednesday.
Hide your pets and your children.
Have the day you deserve.
Have the day you deserve. It is Salty Witch Wednesday.
I mean that in the most positive way possible.